Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, what about the rumors about her? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm the oldest of three brothers, and I love being the big sister. I have two sisters-in-law that I love and a total of five nieces and nephews. It's my 28-year-old brother that's giving us all grief because he's chosen a woman that's been around the block more than a few times, and her children's father is known for shooting people that cross him. My brother just got home from being stationed overseas, and he moved in with an old friend from high school. He started driving for a limousine service just to pass the time, and that's where he met the woman he's dating. He told us that a wealthy man hired him to pick up this lady, and the man paid for the limo to sit outside his home until the lady was ready to leave. My brother said he was sitting in the limo waiting, and right after midnight, the door opened and the woman was pushed out onto the porch. The man threw the woman's shoes out in the front yard. The brother said he ran and got the lady's shoes and helped her to the car. She told my brother that the man used her for sex and she thought he was really interested in being with her. Now, if someone had told me that story the first time I met him, I would not try to date that person. But my brother decided to be Captain Save-A-Chick, and now he is dating the woman and taking care of her children. She is 37 and trifling AF, and she still runs the street behind my brother's back. Both of my other brothers have tried to talk sense into him, and we all cringe when he brings this woman to family outings, and we're so afraid he's going to try to marry her because he wants a family so badly. Why did he fall so hard for her? How do we get him to see there are better choices for him? Well, you know the saying, opposites attract, right? Well, that's what's happened here, and you're so right about him wanting to save her or something. I mean, she's a mess. Her life looks like it's a mess. She's got this ex who wants to shoot people, but she makes him, your brother, your 28-year-old brother, feel needed. And you know how men love to feel needed. I know you care about your little brother, but this is one of those life lessons that he's going to have to learn for himself, unfortunately. There's really nothing you can do. You and your brothers have talked to him. I'm sure you've pleaded with him to leave her alone. That probably just made him run to her even more and want to be even closer with her because the heart is just so deeply invested like that. You can't see it while you're in. You heard the other saying, love is blind. That's another thing that's happening here. You're going to have to wait this one out. You can start inviting some of your beautiful single friends, your girlfriends around. Maybe they'll flirt with him a little bit and he'll realize there's something better out there. But right now he's caught up. We've all seen this movie before where a good person gets with a bad person and they end up getting their heart broken or worse. You know, you guys just got to make sure you're there for him when that happens. And it looks like dealing with her, it's going to happen. Steve?
Well, there are other ways to handle this other than what Shirley said. You can do it Shirley's way, I guess. That's the more, you know, more conventional, traditional way of handling it and letting it all play out. And, you know, this is a lesson he's got to learn. Well, damn it, we need to learn this lesson today. We ain't got no more time. This has gone too far. You're the oldest of three brothers. You love being the big sister. You got two sister-in-laws that you love, a total of five nieces and nephews. But it's your 28-year-old that's giving us grief because he has chosen a woman that has been around the block more than a few times. In other words, she just doing laps. There she go. Uh-oh, here she come again. Woo, there she go. Good riddance. Oh, she back again. She on the back stretch. She back again. Man, what is... Yeah, that's what you're doing. This is the part that would stop me. Her children's father is known for shooting at people that cross him. Oof. Now, right there, this letter needs to go no further. At 28, when I was 38, when I was 48, when I was 58, when I turned 68, hell, when I was 8, when I was 18, at no point did I like people who shot at people. Right. It's just never been an interest of mine. I don't care how fine you are. Once your boyfriend starts shooting, all the beauty traits I saw in you, they disappear right away. Matter of fact, your ugly ass needs to move on. So right now, I don't even know why we reading this letter anymore. But my brother just got home from being stationed overseas. He moved in with an old friend from high school. This is another ridiculous line. He started driving for a limousine service just to pass the time. No, he didn't. Don't nobody do that. You don't take no damn job, no job, just to pass the time. You can pass the time sitting on the porch. You can pass the time sitting in the backyard. You can pass the time going down to the park every day. He took a job because he needed to work. Now, you're going to be the big sister. Stop acting like the mama, making excuses for these boys. He took a limousine job just to pass the time. And that's where he met the woman he's dating. He told us that a wealthy man hired him to pick up this lady. And the man paid for the limo to sit outside his home until the lady was ready to leave. What that sound like to you? That don't sound like prostitution to you?
Oh, hang on, Steve.
That don't sound like that to you.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, what about the rumors about her? We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story.
Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Are you ready for a family vacation you will never forget? One where anything is possible? If so, it's time to plan your getaway to sunny Orlando. Orlando really is the ultimate family destination. It's time to break out the matching bedazzled t-shirt, dust off your go-to dad jokes, and prepare for exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, and fresh new dining experiences, and so much more. Of course, you know that Orlando is the theme park capital of the world, with 15 of the world's top theme parks and water parks all in one place. And beyond the parks, there is also excitement and family fun around every corner. If you're ready to plan an epic Orlando vacation, but you're not sure where to start, you can talk one-on-one with one of their Visit Orlando vacation planners. In Orlando, anything is possible. If you can imagine it, plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, what about the rumors about her?
Yeah, what about the rumors about her? Your 28-year-old brother that was in the military and came home and was living with a friend, and you said, you know, that you a little upset about the woman he done chose because she'd been around the block a few times. Your brother just got home and moved in with an old friend, and he started driving for a limousine service just to pass the time. That's the first lie you told in the letter, because ain't nobody working for no limousine service just to pass the time. You pass the time by going down to the park, go to the beach, go to the playground with Terrell and play basketball. It's a lot of things you can do to pass the time. But what you don't do is pass the damn time by taking a job. He need money. And that's where he met the woman he's dating. He told us that a wealthy man, hired him to pick up this lady, and the man paid for the limo to sit outside his home until the lady was ready to leave. My brother said he was sitting in the limo waiting, and right after midnight, the door opened and the woman was pushed onto the porch. The man threw the woman's shoes out in the front yard. Okay, now listen to me, dog. I know you're 28, you ain't that old, but this don't sound like prostitution to you. A wealthy man sends a limo to pick up a woman, has you wait outside till he done. Right after midnight, he push her out on the porch and throw the shoes in front of the front yard. This is not what wealthy people do. Now, this man ain't wealthy, because first of all, most wealthy people don't have a porch. I'm just going to be honest with you. Most of them don't. It just ain't a word. That's a word that dissipates after a certain income level. I just want to, porch ain't a word that people, you know, they have, you know, they have a porte-cochere in front of the house. They have a foyer in the house. You know, they have things like that. Porch kind of goes away once you in a certain category. And then throwing shoes out on the front yard. That's some other stuff rich people don't do. They have people that escort you out. You never see the rich man. You never see the shoes coming out the porch. Somebody will hand you your stuff, try to treat you with respect to avoid the lawsuit. That ain't what happened here. She got thrown out. The man threw the woman's shoes in the front yard. My brother said he ran and got the lady's shoes and helped her to the car. When he pushed her, it's hard to walk across that gravel with no shoes on. So your brother had to get her because some gravel in the yard somewhere. She told my brother that the man used her for sex and she thought he was really interested in being with her. Wait a minute, hold up. So, bruh, you still don't see prostitution here. You don't see that? She told you that the man used her for sex. She went over there with the idea to have sex. She thought he was really interested in her. When he paid and asked her to leave, she said, no, I want to watch TV and chill. He said, well, you ain't finna chill over here because you ain't the chilling type. Now, that's when he pushed out on the porch and the shoes got thrown. You don't see prostitution on here. I'm just trying to help. Well, anyway. Now, if somebody had told me the story the first time I met them, I would try not to date that person. Well, who were we dating? Because she date everybody. She's a dater. She's in the dating business. So what they call it, a date. But it's a paid for service. But my brother decided to be Captain Save-A-Chick. We know what she really want to say. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we'll go with Captain Save-A-Chick because it's morning radio. And now he's dating a woman and taking care of her children. She's 37 and trifling AF. And she steals running the street behind my brother's back. Yes. Yes, she does. Because she's a street runner. That's what people who run the streets do. She's a street runner. Just prostitution. Both of my older brothers have tried to talk sense into him. We all cringe when he brings her to the family outings because we so afraid he gonna try to marry her because she don't even know what to wear. She ain't got no family outing outfit. She over here with the prostitution dress on at the barbecue. All the uncles is going, oh, I like little Sharika. Come on here, baby. Come on, let me know. Yes. You know, and then your uncle say real crude stuff that she don't understand. Shake that monkey. You know, stuff like that that don't really mean nothing except to old people. Oh, Lord have mercy. I like the crab in that barrel. You know, old people have stuff that you don't make no damn sense. And he think he gonna marry because he want a family so badly. Why did he fall so hard for her? And how do we get him to see that there are better choices for him? It's real simple. You and the older brothers got to get down and share the facts with him. The woman you dating is behind your back still running the streets. The woman you dating, you found out, was dropping her off for sexual acts and found out that that's all he wanted was a sexual act. He done threw her out, she trifling, and she behind your back with other people. He needs a fact check right now. Don't let this play itself out. He need a facts check. You is dating a garden tool.
Ooh, all right. Leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter.
It's all right. It's all right. That's what you're going to do. But leave it right there, though, dog.
On the free iHeartRadio app, coming up next, we'll have Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.